Now, we just have, I'm sorry, but we have less than a minute before the break. So, Michael, if you want to get your question in, we're going to get cut off, but we'll get back to you after the top of the break. That's why I hate interrupting people with breaks, but quick, Michael, what's the question? And I'll see, I'll have a little time to ponder it.
If you can get back to me after the break with the answer, that would be great. I had surgery on minor surgery on my lower back, and it took 30 days to get to that process with the insurance company denying and approving the MRI and finally denying and approving the surgery. But since the surgery, I've been having some swelling in my feet and discoloration in my feet, and I don't know what to do about it.
Okay, well, I may have an answer for you right now, sir. When we have surgery and we start in the lower back or in the abdomen and we start having swelling in the feet, sometimes it's an interruption in the lymphatic channels, the channels that drain out of the lower extremities up into the abdomen and to the heart. And there are lymphatic drainage specialists that you can find in every city. Now, I know we're going to get cut off, so you hang on and I'll elaborate a little bit more, but there may be an answer here. So hang on there, sir. Okay, Michael, you still there?
I am here, yes.
Well, sir, we all have computers, and so while we were listening to the news, I went online and entered, and you might try doing the same because you'd probably like to read about this. I just entered lymphatic drainage massage in Seattle, and I also you also could enter lymphatic massage. There are a number of places that do it all around the city. And there's even one of them that has a case study of how somebody who had surgery started accumulating fluid in the tissues and got the lymphatic drainage massage, and there's a lot less fluid in the tissues now. Thing is that lymphatic fluid is something we all got ever since we're little kids. It is the fluid that comes out of the blood vessels and surrounds the tissues and so forth. It's not blood, it's kind of a lymph fluid. We've all heard the name. But it has to get back to the heart so it could be pumped around again and again and again. And there's these little things called lymphatic channels, and they do not actually show up. And with the most techniques that are used to find where they are, and they carry the stuff back up. Now, the hardest place to carry it back to the heart from is the feet, of course, because we stand on our feet most of the time, unless we're acrobats. And if we've had surgery that has just accident by accident cut through some of the key lymphatic channels that go back to the heart, oops, the fluid's going to start to accumulate. So it's not too much of a surprise that after surgery, if you're having fluid accumulation that you never had before, that it might be that. And if you want to read about that case I was telling you about, go to, what's this called? Theartofhealingtouch.com. Theartofhealingtouch.com. But don't stop there. After that, enter lymphatic drainage massage into your computer, and they'll come up, and then put in Seattle area. A whole bunch of places will come up. You can read all about them, find out what they are, or what they do, probably call them up and find out what they charge. That's where it starts, sir.
Is it common for, I mean, this is just a little 1-inch incision in my back that they would, in the center of my back, where obviously where my spine is, and is it common that they might hit a lymphatic channel there?
Not common, but possible. That's the trouble. It is possible, but not common. You're right.
And why am I getting the discoloration? I mean, they're getting kind of purpley and.
Yeah, well, when they get purpley, of course, there's some resistance to blood flow coming back too. The lymph is just pure fluid. It doesn't have a color to it. So if
Right.
there's resistance to blood flow, then perhaps those blood vessels are, what shall I say, weaker than they should be and allowing stuff to accumulate. But I don't think that would be caused by surgery. That's the thing. It would just be something that was coming on anyway, and you didn't tell me about it happening before your surgery.
It really didn't happen. It was just after the surgery and 60 days of that nasty oxycodone they made me take, all this started showing up.
All right. Well, that could be an effect of oxycodone on your particular blood vessels. Some people happen to be quite sensitive to the stuff, although they don't get allergic reaction. It's just it impacts them more than it does other people. For that, I would try rinsing the residues of that out of my system by, guess what, vitamin C. Remember, anytime an animal is given something that doesn't belong in its body, liver goes into overdrive and takes more vitamin C. And I'm not talking about great gobs, but if you don't take 3 or 4 grams a day, I'd do that for a while. Vitamin C is very important for the strength of arteries, by the way. as well as helping to clear toxins. But those are the two ideas, sir, that I'd have, and I wouldn't give up on it, because if they're getting a little purplish, that's not, that's blood, that's not lymph. So you need to, approach the lymph and the blood.
Who should I see about the purplish look?
I'd see a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. I think this is just me, sir, and I can't tell you what to do, but if I had the situation, I'd see what the lymphatic drainage would clear up first. And then if it didn't clear it up totally, then I would check in with a physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine.
Okay. So I've seen Dr. Sherman off and on for years. So.
Oh, there you go.
I think that'd be a good choice.
I think it would, too. Guy knows his stuff.
Okay, yeah, because this gets painful at the end of the day. Too painful.
Well, there are some of these lymphatic drainage specialty areas all around the Seattle area. So, anyway, go online. Find them.
I will do that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, and I hope that's at least partially helpful.